it's different every night. I mean, in the sense that I really never know which song the audience is going to go for. And so it's hard to tell what might work in New York doesn't work one night from the next night. So it's just a random thing about what people really like. But I've tried to mix it up and keep it so the audience is surprised from song to song.
Do you like to talk between songs? Do you storytell in between compositions?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think that you need to have, as an instrumentalist, you need to break something up within the set of the show, rather from the always music going on, or some of the songs need an explanation or the history of them, and so it's fun for me to come in and take that role at that moment on the stage.
I want to ask you about the role that you think that romanticism plays in your music.
To play the trumpet in a lyrical way has been my trip into the music business. It's been my, I guess, my success banner, And so whenever you have beautiful music that you're playing, it just, you can't help but be romantic, because either that or lost love or whatever, But I've always been attracted to melodic trumpet playing, and that's certainly what I love in different other trumpet players as well, when they play melodic. I think that romantic and melodic, I go more for the melodic, but maybe they're both intertwined.
Some people are split, but I think most great jazz musicians would say that you need to know the words to the song to play it. Is that important to you, to know the lyrics?
I know they say that. I don't know. But I sure know you better have the melody down. You know what I mean? I don't know if when you really start to listen to the great, great instrumentalists, like a Keith Jarrett or a Pat Metheny or something like that, I think that they might put the melody in there first. But I know a lot of other musicians love to hear the lyric. I don't know. I think that's just kind of, I don't know if this one way is right or not, but they're both valid.
Who was it that was, would you say, most influential on your sound and your approach to this melodicism?
Well, you can find it in any of the great players. Miles Davis is certainly one that goes from quite angular to outside of the chord and then almost shockingly beautiful melodic stuff. When he was in his prime, probably Miles Davis is the greatest melody interpreter of all time.
Why is it the trumpet for you, though? What is it about that instrument that you formed a bond with over these years?
I don't know.
Really?
I mean, when I first saw Doc Severinsen on television, decided I wanted to pick up a trumpet, and then by the time I heard Miles Davis on CD at age 12 or 13, I guess it was cassette back then, I knew instantly that I wanted to be a trumpet player. I didn't really think about all this, like the life of being a musician, but it really had a connection with me. And maybe it's just because that instrument played the way Miles played it, that brooding, kind of haunting sound really struck a chord with me and, made me give up my whole childhood practicing nonstop on the instrument to try to figure it out.
Do you have a favorite instrument or a story behind one of your trumpets that you'd like to tell us about?
I only play one trumpet. It's quite old, from 1939. And the mouthpiece part, which fits into the horn, is from 1926. And I was doing a concert in California, and a dear friend of mine that I'd known from college showed up to the gig and said, "Chris, I think I have something you'd really like," and handed me this trumpet in front of a whole bunch of people in the autograph line. And I played one note, and I said, "You're never getting this trumpet back. This is my..." I could tell right then that it was my trumpet.
What kind of history do you think it had before it became yours?
I don't know. I think he got it from someone in Switzerland, so it's hard to tell. But unlike the great violins, everyone knows who played what, and certainly if it's a Stradivarius, But the trumpet world is different than that. They don't follow the horns as much as they should.
Well, what's one nuance, one special quality that this trumpet has?
It's much warmer, and it's a really large bored horn, so I got to put a lot more air through it. But ultimately, it makes a bigger, more pleasing sound to my ear than any modern-day trumpets I've been able to find.